This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so you go out to your driveway, you start your car, that light comes on that tells you it's time for an oil change. You ignore it. Come on, you know you do, because you know you don't really have to change your oil every 3,000 miles. Every 5,000 is plenty, thank you very much. Soon, though, it's going to be every never 1,000 miles, because the future of driving, as we all know, is electric, and that's going to mean no more oil changes. Truth is, there's a whole host of changes coming to how our cars run, which will in turn mean changes to the businesses that keep them going. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim lays it out.
Mechanics are coming around to the electric vehicle revolution, but they're doing it at their own pace. That means at this point, you can sometimes see the full range of responses on a single street. Let's start at Hyperion Auto Repair on Hyperion Avenue in Los Angeles. Alex Beltayans had this shop for nearly two decades. He learned how to fix cars from
uncles, fathers, trade school, and then work.
Work that spans, he figures, about 35 years. Baltayan is one of those mechanics that customers recommend to their friends. They love him. He loves cars.
I love how they look. I love how they sound. I love how they drive.
But a lot of these things he loves about cars are tied to the internal combustion engine. He knows EVs are the future, but he's not too concerned.
I'll learn to work on electrical cars. So to be honest, I'm 54 years old. I'm thinking another five more years and then I'll retire. So the gasoline cars will be around that long, so I'll be okay.
Just a few blocks down, also on Hyperion Avenue, stands a bright red sleek garage that's getting a jump start on the future. Electric Avenue.
We're trying to be a part of this amazing change to hybrid and electric cars.
Harry Bagchajan is in his 20s. He opened this place about a year ago. Like our first mechanic, cars run in his blood. His dad has a traditional shop. On the garage floor, some of his guys are tooling under a hood.
We're changing the transmission.
The staff also changes a lot of belts, replaces water pumps, familiar sounding stuff. Right now, most electric car repairs get done at the dealer. Bagchajan's ramping up his shop's expertise to offer an alternative.
It takes time because the dealer doesn't release some of the software. You got to get it slowly as they release it. But, I mean, we're going to be at the forefront whenever we can be.
Servicing electric cars is a different business proposition. Tony Seba is co-founder of RethinkX, a think tank on disruption. It's researched the impact of electric and self-driving vehicles. EV engines are, in some ways, much simpler.
The electric vehicle has about 20 moving parts, and the internal combustion engine automobile has about 2,000.
And electric vehicle parts get less wear than those in gasoline vehicles, which are essentially powered by explosions. He says the low-maintenance model of EVs means thousands and thousands of repair shops will close. But cars of the future will still need repairs on brakes, suspension, windshield wipers. And a short ways from the Electric Avenue garage, one business is banking on a model that does those things fast. At Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the action is unceasing. The team is designed to get cars out the door as quickly as possible.
Hold it, ready for seconds, may one.
William Smelly is VP of Marketing and Sales for Henley Enterprises. It's Valvoline's largest franchise with 221 stores. While its key offering, that instant oil change, won't even be needed in electric cars, he's confident the company can adapt. He brings up hybrids.
We went from never doing those to, oh my gosh, now there's hybrids. Are you going to be able to do those? And we do all those vehicles. So it'll just change.
He says it's the instant that brings in customers, more so than the oil change part.
Our goal is customer service and customers' time, and that's how we'll evolve.
As for how long the company might keep the words oil change in its name, no word on that just yet. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.